The passage from this book will begin Perikasir, the 10th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechin, Laws of Sales and Sevikinyan Book of Acquisitions. We will continue the theme of the previous two parakim regarding exceptions in the halachas of a sale, where in this parak we discuss when the sale was done forcibly. As Rambam gives halacha aleph regarding if someone puts out a meidah, it puts out a protest regarding the sale that happened. Mishan suhu, if someone was forced, achamachar, until he finally sold. And the lokach demeha mekach, he even took the purchase price from the buyer. Afilo taluhu achamachar, even if they hung him until he sold. Mimkori memker, the sale is a valid sale. Bim metaltlin, bim kakois, whether it be movable items or whether it be real estate. And they shall answer because through the fact that he was forced, gomar remarked it. Ultimately, even though he was forced, he concluded and he did make the sale. He was willing to sell it. Even if he didn't take the monies in front of witnesses, but it's still going to be a valid sale. The figure, therefore, but if he puts out a protest, he puts out a notice before he sells. And how does he do this? He tells the two witnesses, you should know. I'm selling that object. I saw the plane or that field, the plane to that person. Because I'm being forced. If he does that, he puts out a meidah. So then the sale is going to be void. Because it's not gomar makna, he's being forced to. Generally, we presume gomar makna, he's like, okay, he's being forced, but he wants to. Here, he's showing he doesn't want to. And if avila hichzik kamashalim, even if the buyer is in possession of it for many years, meitzinu semiyadu, we take it away from him because a gazlan cannot have a chazaka, machzadam, and then the seller has to give back the monies to the buyer. Halacha beis. Now, it's shrich me'edim leida. Now, the witnesses, however, have to know, they have to know this, that he's selling it because of he's being forced. And that definitively he's being forced. Not that they're relying on what he's saying, that, oh, you should know this. And therefore, any notification, this document, that it doesn't say on it. And we, the witnesses, we know that person was being forced. They're just saying they heard this from him. That would not qualify as a protest. Now, what happens if there's a meidah by a matana? When we say this halacha is by someone who's selling, someone they're making a compromise, which is becomes because there's a claim of the claimant and there's a denial of the defendant, and each one of them is going to give in a little bit to the other one in exchange for the other person giving in a little bit. So that's essentially like a sale. That's when we say this halacha. Al b'matana ibn mechila, but regarding a gift or a waiver, someone is pardoning. It must be my dog could matana. Let's say he gives his notification before he gives the gift. Then af pisha ain't on this. Then even if he's not being forced, harim matana b'teila, since he put out the meidah. And they don't have to say, oh, we know he's being forced, then the gift is going to be void. Because we only go by a gift, only after the intention being revealed by the one who's giving it. If he does not want to give it over to the recipient with all his heart, so then the recipient has not received the gift. And so too, this waiver is also like a gift because he's not getting anything in exchange. In contrast to a sale, which we say he's getting the money, ultimately he wants it, unless we know that he's being forced. Halacha Dal, now the Rambam tells different types of oinus. So echad oinus is chaber, whether someone forces his friend b'shiko, by hitting him, atlo, or hanging him, atshamacha, until he sells. Or he's scaring in intimidation tactics with things that he could do to him. Maybe the guy, whether through Gentiles, maybe the Yisrael, whether through a Jew. Ultimately, Hariz oinus is considered as being forced. And you have the leniencies, like we said, of a Maidah. There was a sort of individual that he rented an orchard from his friend for 10 years. The problem was the owner of the property, the one who's leasing it out, did not have the documentation of that this was a lease. Now, so therefore, after that the renter already consumed the produce of this orchard for 3 years, which then, as Rambam explains in the 11th parak in Hilchos Torah Menitin, then the one who was in possession of a piece of property for 3 years could claim that he bought it and he lost the document. So Amalai, so now he started using his tactics to the owner of the property. He said, if you're not going to sell it to me, you know what I'm going to do? You don't have a document. I have. I'm going to conceal the document of that it's a lease. And I'm going to make a claim that it was bought. But man, I don't have to hold on to the document after 3 years and you have no way of disproving that. The sage said, this is a situation of oinus, of being forced. Anything that's similar to this, any type of oinus of monetary practice, even through intimidation, is all going to be considered for this leniency of oinus. Lefikach, therefore, im tavoi hamaskeh bevesdin, so if the owner of the property, the one who's doing the lease, goes and claims from the court, say, this guy was just renting from me, it's my property. But Kavabai and the renter denies it. But Tonshar Padishalani claims that it's his orchard, which he could. We have no way of disproving that. Now, so now the owner, what he did was as follows. He went and gave out a notification of that what he's going to do right now is because he has no choice, because it's oinus. Then he went and he sold it to the renter who is denying that it's a rental anyway. That sale is going to be void. Because he has witnesses that he's being forced. And they're the witnesses who he denied in front of them, in front of the court, to say that's not true, it's really mine. And they're going to be the witnesses of the notification. Something like that, that would qualify because he's just being coerced to sell because the guy's going to deny it. So that sale is going to be void. But Medrum, when do we say this, that he needs a Maida, is Ba'anas. If someone's forcing him, Shadehu Chamsin, because that person is a Chamsin, is extortionist, he's forcing to sell it against his will. So he has to show that and prove that to go ahead and do a Maida before him. If someone's a robber, and he's already has established a reputation as a robber. And then he went and he buys the field that he robbed. The seller doesn't have to give out a medah, like we explained Hilchos Gezeilah in Perek Tes Halachot Dezayin, because we know that it's because he has no choice, and therefore they wouldn't even need a go ahead and do a medah. Halacha Vav continues regarding with the strength of a medah. How far does this medah, this notification of beforehand, work? So, Edeh medah. Now, the witnesses of the medah, who they're the ones that were told beforehand, you should just know that I'm going to be selling it, but I don't really want to sell it, I'm being forced, and therefore that could void the sale. So actually, Yeshlehem, they had permission to be lachtim him atzmam. They could be themselves the ones who signed, but Isa Mimker, on that actual sale, Shnimzel Madonov, that they were given a notification beforehand that sale is not valid, and they could be the one there with the buyer who's forcing and actually do the documentation there and sign. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not showing that, what do you mean? How are they signing? Obviously, they're backing out on the Maida. No, it's not true. They're just part of this skit. And even if the seller tells to the witnesses, Bifnei Anas, in front of the guy who's forcing him to sell, he's telling them, don't worry, I'm selling it willingly. B'lo Anas, without being forced? No. The prior protest is still valid, because just like the guy's forcing him to sell against his will, so he's forcing him until he tells him in front of the witnesses, I want you to tell them that you're doing it willingly. Because I know about this whole thing about backing out. So even that, you could say he was forced to do that too. Halacha Zayin, v'chein sotum hoide b'fneihem, even if the seller admits in front of the witnesses, shalokach adam, he says, don't worry, I took the monies already. Acha shemasa meida al kach, after he had already given the meida before and about this, inachav l'hafzik klum, he does not have to give any money back when we finally void the whole sale later on. He does not have to give any money back to the buyer. Because the guy forced him to even till he admitted that he had accepted money, which in reality he didn't. And the witnesses already know that he's being forced. Now, but if let's say he counted the monies in front of them, and you see that the seller did get monies, then obviously Chayv Lachas has to give back the money, because then he actually did receive it. And he obviously was not forced on that, to lie, to say he got when he really didn't get. Now, if let's say the witnesses of the sale, they testify on him, Shebitl HaMayda, that he actually voided his protest. And they were the ones who were part of the sale. And they say, although he gave a Mayda, but he had voided that, Asari HaMayda B'Tela. So the witnesses are testifying that he voided the Mayda, and therefore it is going to be a valid sale. But, Vim Amar Le'edeh Mayda, but if let's say he tells the witnesses of the protest, meaning, just like he can make a protest regarding the sale, he can make a protest regarding voiding of the protest. He's going to tell me this. Hey, Yoyden, you should know. Any acquisition that I'm going to take to void my protest. In other words, I'm going to accept the kinyan to void the maida, and even a maida on the voiding of the maida. That shakol batal. Don't know, everything after this is all going to be void. I'm not going to say all these different things I'm going to say. It's only because I'm being forced, like you know. I have no intention ever acquiring this thing to the guy who is forcing me ever. So then, yeah, the sale is always going to be void. And even though they made a kinyan from him to say, you voided my da, and he says yes, and they make a kinyan on it, doesn't make a difference. Al derech shiran, like we explained in Perek Hey and Lachid Beis Lachid Gimel, where obviously he's being forced, and therefore by pointing this out before, and that no matter what's going to happen, I don't want it to happen. Even if he's voiding his protest, it's not going to be avoiding, and it's going to be ultimate protest, and therefore it's not going to be a valid sale.